Thank the Lord for His Word. And His Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. If I hide His Word in my heart, I'll not sin against Him. And, it's incredible. The Word of God. And it's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word cuts. It divides to the piercing, asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our what? Heart. And even the Bible says the heart's desperately wicked. Who can even what? Know it. So the Word is incredible. So the fellowship, we like to get into the Word and like to make it where we can understand it. What good is it if we don't understand it? You know what I'm saying? So let's see what we can learn today from a prophecy, the last book in the Bible, in the Old Testament part of the Bible, the book of Malachi. We're in a series called Love, Express It or Silence It. And if you're here today with us for the first time, we use this screen and we talk back a little. It really helps us. It helps you with learning as well. Say that with me, would you? Love, express it or... We're doing two things in this series. We're talking about actually what's happening here in the book of Malachi. But I'm really trying to give a lot of emphasis and learn a lot about our relationship with husband, wife, with others. So this relationship with God, this love relationship with God, but also this love relationship that we have with others. So we're on a two-track deal here. So if it gets a little confusing, that's why. Let's go with it and see what we can find today, Raj. The breakdown of love. When I open this book around Valentine's Day, I wanted to talk about love. And I saw something. I saw the breakdown of love. I just started writing as I'm looking at how Israel responded to God's love and how the priests were acting. And I started writing and we saw the breakdown of love. I've been discussing that with you. It starts with skepticism. I'm talking about love in relationships, a marriage relationship. I can't get into all this again. Go back online, listen to them, check them out. Starts with skepticism. I don't know anymore about this relationship. Then it goes to doubt. I don't feel, I can't tell you the number of times I've had counseling with people and they've come into my office. Well, I just don't feel anymore, Pastor, the way I used to feel. It's because your love is breaking down. And then I saw this, neglect. Well, I just don't care anymore. We saw that last week. Also, laziness. I don't do. The breakdown's happening. I don't do what I used to do. I don't serve anymore. I don't care anymore like I was. Not doing those little things I used to do anymore. And we wonder why. Why are you feeling the way you're feeling? And why your relationship is the way it is. Selfishness was the last thing we saw last week. And in relationship to God, God said, you know, will a man rob God? And where have we robbed you, they said. Well, in tithes and offerings. And that message last week wasn't about tithes and offerings and all that. But it is when we don't give and we're selfish and we don't give to God, yet we think we've got a relationship with God. Guys, a relationship is two-way street. Or when you're in a relationship and you're not giving back to that relationship. Oh, you're taking, but you're not giving back to that one you love. Marriage, the relationship, whatever it might be your children, might be in a friendship that you have. If it's all one-sided and you don't give, you're in trouble. Y'all hear me or not? So we've got one more rung on this ladder. The breakdown of love. Now see, here's the deal. With love, you're either going to express it or you're going to silence it. You're going to express it or you're going to silence it. That's why communication is the most important thing in a love relationship. Isn't it funny? God gave us one thing, really, to communicate clearly with Him so that we could know that He loves us and He cares for it. And it's called His what? His Word. Isn't that funny? See, God communicates His love to us with His what? His Word. Well, don't be fooled. That's how you're going to communicate in relationship with your words, with speaking, with talking. Love needs to be expressed. And if you don't express love, you'll silence it. And we've been watching it break down, break down, break down, break down. And I guess I never saw it here in the book of Malachi because I went through some deep waters to where I had to experience myself the breakdown of love and the silencing of love. And the beautiful thing about pain is when you go through it and God goes through it with you and you receive His comfort, you receive all kinds of lessons. And you can teach others with the comfort you've been comforted by. Amen? So that's my whole purpose. Not to get on you here. It's just I've been able to see some things. Are y'all with me or not? So let's look at it today. From the Word, we've had three messages so far. No fear in love. Second message was no quit in love. And number three, my words, no lie in love. Say that with me. No lie in love. People do all kinds of things in relationship and hurt somebody that they love. And they'll leave somebody that they love. But I'm in love with somebody else. Let me tell you something right now. You ain't. There's no lie in love. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? There's no lie in love. God has called us to uphold faith and covenant in relationships that we have with people. And we're going to look at several today. Not just husband and wife. We're going to spend time there. But relationship with a brother, a sister, somebody, a friend. But certainly our relationship with God. There is no lie in love. You can't pull the wool on this one. You're going to love and express it, or you're going to love and you're not loving, you're going to silence it. It's going to happen. Let's look. May have lost you, but I think we're going to get gear here and we're going to see something. Upholding faith and covenant. Let's go with this bridge, Raj. Boy, ain't that pretty. Look at that bridge. I mean, he made that all pretty with the heart and everything. But watch that bridge. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Look at that last part. He that what? Loves not, knows not God, for God is love. The last rung in the ladder, in my view, as I read the book of Malachi and as I just talk a little bit from experience, the last rung in the ladder to the breakdown of love, you might be surprised, is this. Treachery. It's a word we don't even know. We're going to talk about it today. It's right from the Bible. Treachery. And what do I mean by that in this last breakdown? It means I don't believe. As marriage or as a relationship breaks down, you finally get to that last rung after selfishness to where I don't believe in this relationship anymore. I don't believe what I'm about to go and do with another person is going to hurt me. I believe it's okay. Okay? I don't believe anymore in her. I don't believe anymore in him. And I just, I'm going to go do my own thing. You follow me so far? Yes or no? Treachery, the breakdown of love. I don't believe, but we're going to explore that today. Now look at that pretty bridge. Look at it. It's fading a little. Look at it. It's breaking down. You know, a lot of people think the word treachery means dangerous. That's a treacherous path. It's treacherous. Well, the word doesn't really mean danger. It means you can't trust it. Don't go on that bridge. You can't trust that bridge. And if I holler and you shake, it happens. Okay? Listen. You can't trust that bridge. Stay off that bridge. You understand the word treachery a little better? Say, trust is not there. Faith is not there anymore. Covenant is broken. That's what the word treachery means. Trust is broken. Faith is broken. Covenant is broken. Treachery. Let's keep looking. Where did we get the word treachery, Clark? Right from the Bible. What Bible? This Bible. And what book? The book of Malachi. I couldn't believe how many times it's in the book. Let's read 8 through 17. Then we'll come back and talk about it. But you are departed out of the way. You've caused many to stumble at the law, God speaking. You've corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible. We talked about that last week. And based before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but you've been partial in the law. You picked and choosed. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously? There's the word. Every man against his what? Brother. By profaning the what? Covenant of our fathers.
Judah hath dealt, there's our word again, treacherously. And an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and has married the daughter of a strange god. It's interesting, as you look at this book of Malachi, you do see love, and you do see marriage, and you do see relationship if you'll look hard enough. The Lord will cut off the man that does this. That's a strong line, ain't it? The master and the scholar out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offers an offering to the Lord of hosts. And this have you done again, covering the altar of the Lord with your tears, weeping and crying out insomuch he regards not the offering anymore, or receives it with good at your hand anymore. Yet you say, why? Because the Lord hath been witness between you. Look at this. Say that with me. And the what? Wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt. There's our word again. Say it with me. Treacherously. Yet is she your what? Companion and the wife of your what? Covenant. We're going to explore this morning. And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and whereof one, that he might seek a what? A godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal, here it is again, say it with me, against the wife of his what? Youth. Wow. Some of you may have read this before and you're like, well, I'm reading this, but what is it? Well, we're going to talk about it. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says that he hates what? The word putting away is the actual word divorce. The Lord hates divorce. Say that with me. The Lord hates divorce. For one covers violence with his garment, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit that you deal not what? Have you ever seen the word like that, treacherous, you don't hardly ever hear it, and there it is all the time. There it is. Bang, 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 bang. There it is. Well, I can't, I gotta look at it. Look at verse 17. You have wearied the Lord with your words. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're communicating all right. But they're saying what they want to say. Love is broken down. And they done wore the Lord out. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say everyone that does evil is what? When you say that everyone that does evil is what? And he delights in them. Or where is the God of judgment? Quite a subject. Now we could quit and go home right now. Or we could unwrap this. I think we'll unwrap it. Let's go with it. Y'all ready? Come on. Pay attention though. This is going to be good for us. The word treacherously is mentioned in verses 10, 11, 14, 15, and 16. I had on my rung when I wrote in my office, when I read the book through, that last one was the word immorality. It was in the message when we put it together. Raj and I were talking. I took the word out because I said, Raj, I just think that the word really should be treacherous. Treachery. I don't believe. When we break covenant in relationship, when we call it, we cheat, it's more than cheating. It's treachery. It's more than immorality. It's treachery. Let's talk about it. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? And we're going to roll. Judah has dealt treacherously. It's an abomination. We just read those verses, okay? Verse 14, treacherously. You see it again. Just showing you that this word, there it is again, treacherously with the wife of your youth. And that you deal not treacherously. So we saw it several times. What does treachery mean? We saw a little bit of it. It's a breaking of trust. Let's learn that word today. You can say, what I learned at church. Well, you learned a word you never knew. How about that? How many knew the word treachery means just a breaking of trust? You might have a few of you in here, a couple of you. That's where you get the words like treaty. Or how about this word? Treason. How about put another word with it? Don't really go, but when I look in the dictionary, it's close. Treasure. Why don't you treasure a relationship instead of dealing treacherously with it? Why don't you keep that treaty instead of breaking it and committing treason? You understand? Treachery. It means a breaking of trust. It is a betrayal of trust, faith, and covenant in a relationship. Say that with me. It is a betrayal of trust, faith, and covenant in a relationship. The agreement on trust, faith, and covenant has been what? Treachery. I want you to feel that today. Treachery is the ultimate what? One more time, guys. Y'all sleeping on me. Help me, please, honestly. Treachery is the ultimate what? Boy, you need to get that down. I want you to feel it today. I want us to be better because we came to church today. Better in relationships. Stronger. The Lord will cut off the man that does this, the master and the scholar out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offers an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this have you done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, with crying, insomuch he ain't regarding that at all. He ain't receiving any of that at your hand anymore because you've done this, God says. God says he will not receive, he will not regard my tears. Cry all you want to. If you're dealing treacherously, you're playing a game, and you've silenced God, this is a big deal with God. He won't regard my tears. He won't regard my weeping. He won't regard my crying or my offering if I am a treacherous person. Did you feel it or not? Now, you can play the game, yeah, but you know God always forgives. You know what? He expects you to be honorable. He expects integrity of us. Did you hear me or not? Why we put it all on Him? We can do anything we want to, live any way we want to, hurt people, and somebody, yeah, but now lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. That ain't going to fly with God. Now, you can be ignorant of the Word of God, but this is the Word of the living God. Did you hear me? Yes or no? See, there's no lie in love. We make up stuff. We live in a little fantasy world. This is a big deal with God. It was the last book in the Old Testament. God did not speak again for 400 years. His book started out, I love you, I've loved you, I've loved you, says the Lord. Where have you loved us? So they started with that breakdown. God did not speak for 400 years. And today, by and large, the Jewish race of people, by and large today, they still live in silence. They still do not believe. They reject Christ. Is that true or no? Per capita, they tell us, per capita, atheists, more atheists from the children of God, the chosen people of God, call themselves atheists than any other race of people, per capita. That should be a wake-up call to us, guys. There can be no lie in love. I know I'm going back and forth here, and I hope you're grabbing something. Keep looking. So let's talk about treacherous and being treacherous and dealing treacherously. So what did I learn this week in my office? This is me and the Lord just reading the Bible. Here we go. Come on. Number one, don't deal treacherously with your what? Say that with me. Don't deal treacherously with your what? Brother, have we not one Father? Hath not God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? We're not to deal treacherously with our brother. Listen, to betray a friend who we call our friend, to turn our back on him, to cheat on him, to hurt him, you think you can do that and get by with that? God says, no, I'm not going to do that. You're going to silence that love in that relationship for sure. Yes or no? Amen. Say, don't do that. If a man say, but I love God, and you hate your brother, what's the Bible say? You're what? For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can you say you love God who you ain't even seen? You see how Scripture's come alive a little bit better when you look at it from this angle? Don't deal treacherously with a brother. When trust, faith, and covenant is betrayed and broken with a brother, love is what? Let's do a quick test. Trust was broken with a friend. Let's hit it from this angle. They broke your trust. And with a show of hands, somehow, some way, that friendship, that relationship, it does not exist anymore. It's been silenced. Can I see your hand?
That's a witness in the room today. And we wonder why. When we deal treacherously with somebody, and then we come back a while later, and they don't have the same feelings they had for us before, and we want to judge them like they're not acting Christian anymore. When we're the ones that hurt them. Are y'all hearing me or not? Say, there is no lie in love. You hear me now? There's no lie in love. There is a silencing of love that takes place when you finally hit that last rung and you are treacherous in your dealings. Did I lose you? Number two, well, I'm not done yet. When trust, faith, covenant, when trust, faith, covenant is cherished and maintained in that friendship, love is what? Listen, you shouldn't betray a friend for any reason. How about we say that together? I should not betray a friend for any reason. Can we say that? I should not betray a friend for any. Y'all agree with that or not? Is that old school thinking or what? I shouldn't betray a friend for any reason. Why have I got to break trust and be deceptive and deceive my brother? Cheat my brother. Do I have to do that? Yes or no? I don't have to do that. If I want to maintain that friendship, don't do that. Rather, cherish it. That's number one. Number two, it might sound like I'm angry today. I'm not angry. I'm just passionate about what I'm talking about. Okay?
See, I still got a smile, see?
You probably said, yes, that's because the meds are kicking in. That's the only way he's smiling. Hey, by the way, the meds I'm on today is they got me. I've had to. Only relief I can really get is by having cortisone. So it's not like happy pills. This actually helps with my inflammation. Thank you. Also makes me gain weight. Here we go. So, here we go. Number two. Don't deal treacherously with your spouse and family. Can you say that with me? Don't deal treacherously with your spouse and family. It's hard to even say, isn't it? Don't deal treacherously with your spouse and family. Look at what the Bible says. Yet you say, whereof? Because the Lord has been witness. See, the Lord's the witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you've dealt treacherously. Yet she's your companion and the wife of your covenant. God sees and is a witness when trust, faith, and covenant are betrayed and broken in marriage. I'd like you to say that with me. God sees and is a witness when trust, faith, and covenant are betrayed and broken in marriage. And it's funny, when people cheat on their husband or their wife, it's funny how they try to hide, ain't it? They try to hide and sneak and do it here and do it here. Isn't it funny that God says, you can go to any hotel you want to, I'm there. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. I'm in the room with you. And if you're in the room today or listening to me on radio or on internet and you're having an affair, I want you to remember that next time you're having sex outside of your marriage. God's looking at you. God's with you. God's right there in bed with you. Did you hear the preacher today? Don't deal treacherously with your spouse or with your family. There is no lie in love. What a slap in the face of God. God says, God is love. We love Him because He first loved us. We don't know a thing about love. But we deal treacherously with somebody that we say we love. And we're in a relationship with somebody else and we call it love. You think God's happy with that? Oh no. Not at all. Don't deal treacherously with your spouse and family. Did He not make one? Yet, had He the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that He might seek a what? A godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal what? Treacherously against the wife of his youth. Don't do that, God says. God is seeking godly families. God has a plan for us being on this planet. He created us in His likeness, in His image, not to just come here and run wild and do our thing. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Guard yourself in the what? Say. Yeah. I'm not saying you're not going to get tempted. I'm not saying on that breakdown, you might be somewhere on that breakdown. But friend, you do not have to do that last rung. Did you hear me? Won't you climb on back up that ladder? Would you help me here today? Say.
Listen, guard yourself in the Spirit. For crying out loud, don't blame it on them because of your sorriness. Yes or no? Come on. Guard yourself that you don't break trust, faith, and covenant with your marriage partner. Are you hearing a little of the message today? I hope so. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says that He hates what? For one covers violence with his garment, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you deal not treacherously. Strong, strong command. Would you say that with me? I'll say it with you. God hates divorce. Can we say it a little louder? Come on. God hates divorce. I'm not going to get off too sidelined here because I don't really want to. But I was married 28 years. And felt that betrayal. And that broken covenant. And that pain. And if you've not been there, I don't want you to have to go there. Did you hear me? The pain is severe. The pain was not just on me. The pain was on my family, on my children. The hurt. I understand so much better now why God says, I hate divorce. You know why He hates it? Because He loves me. He loves you. He don't want you to have to go down that path of pain. It's a struggle. The betrayal, the breaking of trust, faith, and covenant between a husband and wife. Say it with me one more time. God what? Hates. Does God hate divorced people? No! Dumbest thing on the planet. That's what the church says. So many churches disqualify people that are divorced. I'm glad they're not God, aren't you, say? Craziest people on the planet disqualifying people because they've been divorced. Dumbest thing on the planet. As if you can be responsible for somebody betraying trust with you or walking out of your life. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. Guys, that is planet Earth and it's going to happen. I just want you to know where God stands. As a believer in Christ, you need to never be the one that betrays trust. Did you hear me or not? Don't ever break trust. If another person breaks trust in your relationship, it happens. Trust me. I felt it. I know what it feels like. Did that give me the green light to go break trust? Say, no. No. I had to work through, try to rework, do everything you can do. Sometimes you can do all you can do, and it's done. And I want you to know today, God, if you're divorced, here's my new feeling about Inglewood. Give me divorced people. I'll take every one of them. Amen? Say. We want them at Fellowship Church. Say that. We what? Come on, praise the Lord with me. I want you to feel something today. I grew up in a faith, in a solid church that actually disqualified people from all kinds of service if you were divorced. I'm going to tell you something right now, flat out, plain and clear. It's not biblical. I'll go toe-to-toe with any of you in the room. You come sit in my office, we'll have a knockdown drag-out. With the Bible and with common sense. How about if we try to use a little common sense? Amen? But my point is this, is that at Fellowship Church, the level's ground, the ground's level at the cross. We're all sinners, ain't we, say? You're all qualified to serve the Lord. You serve Him out of a broken and a contrite spirit. You serve Him out of sincerity and honor and integrity. Are you hearing me today? But there's no lie in love. Don't play the game. I don't serve God, but you're lying. You're breaking trust. See, that's why so many are turned off from church. Are y'all hearing me today or not? It sickens them. It makes them sick. The lost, they look at, there's no light. There's no testimony. There's no. Guys, listen. God can use people who've been broken. God can use people who've been betrayed. God can use people who've been crushed. There's a world out there that's broken. There's a world out there that's betrayed. There's a world out there that's been crushed. Who better than us? Who to say, I have been crushed too. And Jesus loves you. You know, and there is life and there is hope. Amen. Y'all hearing me say? Come on. There's no lie in love. Come on. Faith. Instead of lying, you need to have faith. If you're at that bottom rung of that ladder where you're almost at that place of committing a treacherous act, how do I get back up, preacher? Faith. Faith is a substance of things what? It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith gives hope. Faith believes God. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe the heart that's desperately wicked, that's about to take you off into a place you don't want to go. Believe God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must what? Believe that He is. Faith believes God. Faith pleases God. God's love. God's voice. And don't play around with that either. Listen, if you're right down in that bottom rung, if you're right there about to commit treachery or you have committed treachery, you know the voice of God has been silenced in you. And you don't hear Him. How can you hear Him again? Faith. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? Faith? Come on! Without faith, it's impossible to what? Please Him. There is no lie in love. It's going to take you saying, God, you're right. I believe your way, and I'm going to follow your path. Faith brings what? Reward and blessing. Hebrews 11:6. So, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a what? Rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek Him. So, faith. Don't go off into the abyss. Don't go out on that bridge. A lot of skiers this year have been killed in Colorado. And skiing right now in certain places is treacherous, they say. Why? Because of the avalanches. When you deal treacherously, there is an avalanche that follows with the person that you have dealt treacherously with, but also to your own soul. You hear me today? It's a strong word. Aren't you glad God cares enough for us to talk to us? This is a good word. I encourage you, do like John says in the book of Revelation. Eat it up. Eat the book. Just take the book and eat it. This message today won't do you anything but good. Did you hear me? This message won't do you anything but good. You put this message down inside of you today, and I'll guarantee it, this is going to be good for you. This is the Word of God. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, where have we wearied Him? When you say everyone that does evil is good. See, that's where you get with treachery. You start to call good evil, and you call evil what? Good. And you know what God says? You done wore me out. I'm about to hush now. I'm about to just go ahead and hush. You've silenced my love. Keep going, Roger. God will not and cannot be pleased with what? See, you need to know that's the God you serve. Is God picking on you or me because He believes in marriage? Say. Or is God standing for us? Say. He's with us, man. Just because we want to go live another way, don't think that God's not. Man, God is with us in marriage. Listen, but He cannot be pleased with what? Treachery. I don't care what you say. He's just not going to be pleased with you betraying and cheating on somebody and hurting that family. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, but it feels good. He's going to look at you and go, you a fool. And you're selfish and go down the ladder and there you are. That's what He says. This is an impossibility. It is an impossibility for God to be pleased with your treachery. Or my treachery. It is an impossibility. God will never be pleased with my treacherous deeds. Amen. Say. Hope you get that today. Why? Because there's no what? There's no lie in love. God cannot lie. And God cannot be pleased with this. Now, this can be a hard message on many today because there's probably many under my voice in this room or on radio or over the internet or whatever. You've dealt treacherously, so you're feeling like, you know, sort of cruddy right now. Well, I'm sorry. What should I do? Not teach the word just to make you feel good? Or would we like to teach the truth so maybe you learn and you don't ever do that again? How about that? How about that? How about that? You're a child of the living God. Most people that deal treacherously continue to deal treacherously with others in relationship. But Jesus Christ has come that you might have life, real life, and that you might have life abundant. Okay, He's coming to give you a new life, a new opportunity to not do that. So that's why we talk messages like this. Don't deal what? Here's the third point. Treacherously with who? No, we've been talking about it the whole time. But this is the last one. Don't deal treacherously with God. When we break trust, faith, and covenant with God, we do what? Have you ever wondered how some... Paul talks about it. He says in his epistles, you did run well. He was talking about believers, people that had been believing. He said, you did run well. What hindered you? Because they had left and they had gone and he didn't see them anymore. Have you ever wondered that about believers in Christ? Say. I mean, they get saved or they serve the Lord for years and then all of a sudden they just quit and they never go anymore. They don't care about God anymore. What is up with that? You know what I've concluded? God's love is silenced. Now that's between them and God one day, what their relationship is with Him eternally. I'm just saying, when you deal treacherously with God, you can silence His love. You know, I get up today. I got up this morning. I went and met Danny. Danny went with me to McDonald's, and Chuck, Coach Bears, went with me. And we do that every Sunday, me and Coach. And we treated him extra special today. And then we come here and we pray in a truck. You might wonder, why do I pray in a truck on Sunday? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Well, I don't get out of bed all singing sometimes. I got to get in the spirit. I got to guard my spirit. I got to be prepared. But I'm going to tell you something. I can't hardly remember even times of pain that I've come in here in this room where my heart is not warmed. I have a warm spirit. I'm just happy. God's blessed me. I get to love you. I get to preach God's word. And I tell you what, I feel His love on this place. Did y'all hear me or not? I know I'm just talking like a crazy man up here today, but I feel His love. I never want to live where I don't hear His love. I never want to silence His love. I never want to do that. I wouldn't know how. I can't imagine me on a Sunday morning. In silence. I wouldn't like that. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Don't silence His love. That's what the message has been today. Faith must be restored, guys. Again, if you're down there, if you're struggling, I don't want to leave you out there struggling. But there is a formula. 1 John chapter 1. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is what? And in Him is no darkness at all. Remember that. That treacherous thing you might be contemplating or doing. Listen, there's no darkness in God. There's no lie in love. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in what? We what? And we do not the truth. You know why? Because there must be no lie in love. Okay? You've got to get that down. Get that down right there. Get it solid in you today. But, here's the beauty. But watch this. But if we walk in the what? As He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all what? Sin. There is light in what? Obedience. But there is no lie in love. But there is light in obedience. If we say we have no sin, and some of you might be here today and you're mad as a hornet at me, fine. If you say you have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth ain't in us. To deal treacherously, to be a person who betrays trust, who breaks relationships, who hurts people, listen, that's living in deception, guys. Did y'all hear me, yes or no? So denying truth does what? Deceives us. Now, keep looking. If we confess our sins, I love this, He is what? And just to what? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, faith must be restored. And confessing our sin is an action of what? Which does what? And He does what? Forgive. So I know the question might be out there, what about people who deal treacherously and hurt families and break up families? Can they be forgiven? Absolutely. But they've got to do what God says. They've got to have faith in Him. They must confess. They must confess that sin and have right relationship with Him. Amen? Can they go back and fix everything that's been broken in the way? No, because love has been what? Say that with me. Because love has been what? Silenced. Not too personal, but I'm going to go ahead because this is the way I preach. I love Joy with all my heart. Was I perfect? No, of course not. But I loved one person. If you would have told me I could ever move forward, I would have been the fellow that would have said, there's no way I could ever move forward. No way. But there's something supernatural that when love breaks down, and that last rung of the ladder happens. I can't explain it, guys. But that love that I had has been silenced. Does that make me a bad person? I don't think so. I think that means I've got a kind God. Do you understand how I see things a little different now, yes or no? And I know some of you relate. Some of you think I'm goofy. That's okay. I'm just telling you the truth. That love has been silenced. And I'm just glad I don't have to. Doesn't mean I'm ever allowed to be bitter, unkind, mean. No, I'm not allowed to be that way. That's ungodly acting, right? Sure. I'm not going to. I hope God help me. I struggle sometimes, sure. But the point is that, but I'm just glad I could move forward and I don't have to deal with all those that what I had all those years. Does that make any sense to anybody in the room? I didn't get too personal with you. And I try to keep it on the side where I don't say too much. Here we go. There is a warning. I'm going to give you a warning right at the end of the message. It's a long message, but it's been rough. There's a warning. Roger's flashing. Leave, quick, hurry. No, that's not what it's saying. Here's the bottom line. You can hear the word today. I don't know where you're at, but if you're on that last rung of that ladder, if we say that we have not sinned, if we pretend what we have done is love, and all that pain, everything we've caused, and we don't see it as treachery like it ought to be seen, if we say we have not sinned, we make who a liar? And His Word ain't in us. I believe when you deal treacherously with others, you need to confess that. Because if not, you risk God being silenced in your life. Did you hear me? That's a tough passage, ain't it, Pastor? Preacher sat right here on the second row the whole time, took it in. That's a tough word, isn't it? That's the word of God today. Guys, there's no lie in love. Let's review with our who? Brother? With our who? And family? And there's no lie in love with our who? God. Don't you think if you eat that up today, you'll be better off for coming to church today? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank Him for it. It's a good word.